back with Monitor 65. I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. You know, something happened over in Tokyo the other day, and when I read about it, it reminded me of an old slapstick movie. Seems that a speeding truck rammed into a fire alarm pole, which touched off the alarm and brought six fire trucks to the scene. Two of the trucks collided at an intersection, and that knocked the ladder from one of the trucks, and the ladder hit a man riding by on a bicycle. Old Japanese saying, never ask where's the fire when riding bike under ladder. Ah, so. And I never even got to Tokyo. Believe that? That's nothing. Robert Goulet never got to Paris, according to this song, which is his latest.
Oh, I used to dream of Paris. Said I'd make it there one day. So I worked and saved, and then at last I was on my way. But I never got to Paris, to the lights, the wine, the song. Never got to sail along the River Seine. Cause I found an angel next to me aboard that plane. And the wild blue yonder sent into lover's lane. But she wasn't bound for Paris. She got off in London town. Thought I walked her once around Trafalgar Square. Well, time just flew. The plane did too and left me there. So I never got to Paris. Never got to Paris. But Piccadilly was grand, and we strolled hand in hand, starry-eyed on the strand. When you're loving up a storm, it's lovely anywhere. So I never got to Paris, never got to Paris, but
are you for rich flavor in a filter cigarette?
Make the logical move to L&M.
Monitor presents Chet Huntley Reports, brought to you by American Express Traveler's Checks, the safe money, safer than cash.
In the week just past, there were some public and editorial complaints about the lack of information and explanation from the president concerning our present and future in South Vietnam. The silence of the White House has been monumental. This is Chet Huntley reporting. I'll be back in a moment after this message from American Express Traveler's Checks.
Well, we were swimming on the Riviera, and when we got back from the beach, the car window was smashed to smithereens. They took everything, our clothes, jewelry, everything.
What about your money?
They got that, too. It was in my jewelry case.
How much?
$450. Thank heaven it was in American Express Traveler's Checks. We called American Express in Cannes, and when we got there, they had new traveler's checks waiting for us. They saved our vacation. And then from there, we...
Protect your vacation money and your vacation with American Express traveler's checks. The safe money, safer than cash. If they're lost or stolen, you get a prompt refund. Buy American Express traveler's checks where you bank. They cost only a penny per dollar, and they're as spendable as cash. Traveler's checks. Another worldwide service of American Express, the company for people who travel.
Now, once again, Chet Huntley.
It was asked last week, is there really any sort of plan at all for South Vietnam? Is our policy one of indecision and improvisation? Were the Viet Cong attacks on American military barracks of such singular or unusual nature as to justify the air attacks on North Vietnam? Or were the attacks designed for some other purpose than to raise the price of the war for the enemy? And there were other questions of similar nature. If the United States is currently sounding and testing the quality of the Soviet-Chinese ideological split, then this tactic of saying as little as possible becomes quite comprehensible and understandable. It is a delicate and most subtle piece of business. We have had a somewhat tender premise in this country for a couple years now. The premise is taken more for granted in Europe than it is here. It is that the Soviet Union will go to considerable lengths to avoid war. It won't surrender, it won't yield its territory, or it won't be globally humiliated time after time. But it will seek, according to this premise, to avoid showdown situations. That is the way the premise goes. But there has indeed been some need of a test for it in Asia. How far could we go in demonstrating to the Chinese that their course is reckless and costly without involving the Russians in an uncompromising situation where they might have to do something rash to hold their license as a communist brother or as a member of the Asian world? The air attacks against North Vietnam came while Soviet Premier Kosygin was in that very capital. They represented clearly across his bows. His pledges of support for North Vietnam, his fraternal words for Peking and North Korea, the arrival of Russian ground-to-air anti-aircraft missiles in North Vietnam, can all be a part of the Soviet license fee. If we can secure a reading of the current relations between the Soviet Union and Communist China, our future decisions might be somewhat easier. It goes without saying that Moscow is not going to yield us this information with any enthusiasm or alacrity. We shall have to secure it the hard way by putting two and two together. But there is some general agreement in the West that the Chinese are becoming something to contend with. But we need to know to what extent Moscow will sit it out, to what extent Moscow might look the other way. We should have some of this information in the weeks just ahead. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
It was terrible. The day I got to Miami, I lost my pocketbook with all my vacation money.
How much?
$200 in traveler's checks. But American Express replaced them all that morning. I didn't...
Carry American Express traveler's checks. The safe money. Safer than cash. Prompt refund if lost or stolen. Buy them where you bank. Only a penny per dollar, and they're good everywhere. Buy American Express traveler's checks.
Listen again next weekend for another edition of Chet Huntley Reports, brought to you by American Express traveler's checks, the safe money, safer than cash. Still with us, or just joining us? Welcome, as Monitor Comedy Time presents the Jonathan Winter Sketchbook. Impressions of improbable people. There's no character around like this one, I don't believe. And maybe there should be. Since Jonathan, in this interview, is a professional worrier, I know I wouldn't mind paying somebody to worry for me.
Sir, what is your name?
My name is Albert Dingloafer.
Well, Mr. Dingloafer, what does a professional worrier do?
I worry a lot. I worry for people. For instance, I started out years ago in school worrying for an entire classroom of students during examination time. I would worry for them.
I see. And in that way, the students won't have to worry themselves.
Exactly. It frees their mind. It frees their mind so they can concentrate on their questions and their problems.
What would you say is your toughest job you've ever been assigned to as a professional worrier?
Well, one of the toughest I can recall was I had to worry for the entire population of the island of Maine. They had some problem there with freight and getting fruit shipped in and fruit shipped out, and I had to worry about the fruit and the shipping and the people. I almost worried myself to death.
I see. Well, it must be a very tough occupation on you physically. I notice your fingernails are rather worn down and...
Oh, they're bitten to the quick.
Yes.
I worry about that.
I see. Are you on a job now that you could tell us about?
Yes. I'm worrying about my marriage. I worried the day I got married. I've worried now for almost 27 years. And my wife doesn't worry at all. And she, in turn, has said to me that you're a worrywart. And if you notice, my hands are literally covered with warts.
I notice your hands
are covered. I've tried to worry those off, but...
Those are worry warts?
Those are actual worry warts.
There really is such a thing.
Oh, yes. There is such a thing as a worry wart. You're looking at an international worry wart.
Well, in closing, what does the future look like for you as a professional worrier?
I'm worried about that. I worry about the past. I worry about the present. I worry about the future. I worry about everything. I worry about birds, bees, flowers, trees, insects, streets, lights, pipes. I worry about the mountains. I worry about the sea rising or falling.
Well, sir,
I worry about the tides.
Mr.
I worry.
Dangle,
well, I'm trying to give you some of the things I worry about. I'm worried.
It sounds to me like you have a miserable life.
No, on the contrary. I'm free. If I didn't worry, I wouldn't have anything to do.
I see.
Does that make sense to you or to the people listening?
I'd like to figure that out a little later.
Incidentally, I can be reached at Guantanamo 645. I'm down there. I'm worried there about that situation. Also worried about the situation in Asia, worried about the situation here in the United States, worried about the situation in Europe. I'm worried. You can reach me at almost any place.
Thank you, Mr. Dangle.
Thank you.
I'll call you.
I'll worry about that.
Randy's gone. He could worry himself right out of business. Jonathan Winters there on Monitor Comedy Time. He's one of our regulars each weekend, along with Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
How often has this happened to you? You're driving down a long highway, or working, or studying late, and then drowsiness starts to slow you down like this. Perk up. Perk up with No-Doze. The safe way to stay alert without harmful stimulants. No-Doze keeps you alert with the same safe refresher found in coffee. Yet No-Doze Keep Alert tablets are even faster, handier, more reliable, and absolutely not habit-forming. Take proven safe No-Doze, the safe way to stay alert without harmful stimulants. So when you're driving, working, or studying late, and monotony makes you feel drowsy like this, perk up with No-Doze, the safe way to stay alert without harmful stimulants. No-Doze.
So if you'd like a bit of June and February, you've got it with the Ray Conniff Singers.
Want rich flavor in a filter cigarette?
Make the logical move to L&A.
Monitors ring around the world, a close-up of people and events here and abroad. A report on the U.S. gold problem and the balance of payment deficit coming up in 1 minute. Brought to you by the Holiday Inns of America, your host from coast to coast. After many days of business pressure or homemaking chores, most families are ready for a rest. To get a rest, you have to be waited on, and that calls for a Holiday Inn winter weekend. And now, Holiday Inns in 450 cities have a winter weekend package plan designed especially for folks like you. Now, these winter weekend specials from Holiday Inns are designed for restful, fun-filled days. Good food, spacious, comfortable rooms, and a popular price. No charge for children under 12 using the same facilities as parents, and food costs are included in the package. Golf, American Express, and Diners Club credit cards are always honored. Ask about Holiday Inn's winter weekend package at your Holiday Inn sales office in most large cities or your nearby Holiday Inn. With the winter weekend package from Holiday Inns, you just have fun. It'll help you stay young and relaxed. For additional information and a free directory showing the location of all Holiday Inns, write Holiday Inn, Memphis, Tennessee. Paul Duke, NBC News, Washington.
In the world of high finance, everybody is talking about the gold problem, but hardly anyone is certain what to do about it. Gold is important for one basic reason. It's the universal symbol of monetary value, the most important cornerstone to the international monetary system. The United States has more gold than any other country, but things have changed in recent years. For example, 10 years ago, U.S. stocks totaled more than those of all the rest of the free world combined. Today, it's just the reverse, because American holdings of gold have been steadily dwindling. Over the 10-year span, our supply has dropped from roughly $22 billion to approximately $15 billion. The big reason is what the financiers call the balance of payments deficit. This refers to the fact the U.S. is lending, spending, investing, and giving away more dollars than it's receiving from other countries for exports and additional items. As these American dollars pile up in other nations, they have the right to cash them in to Uncle Sam for gold, which is what's been happening. So our gold supply is just about what it was 25 years ago. Some diminishment of gold stocks is not viewed with alarm. What does concern U.S. policymakers is the continuation of the problem. It wasn't so bad last year, the U.S. reserves declining by only $125 million. But in the first 6 weeks of 1965, this loss was more than tripled, the stocks dipping by $450 million. Naturally enough, any stampede for U.S. gold would give the free world a severe case of jitters. It might well be a prelude to economic disaster. No one at this time expects this to occur. For one thing, so long as the United States is regarded as a good credit risk, bankers and financial leaders abroad are not likely to make large demands for gold payments. After all, they too have an interest in maintaining a healthy monetary system. Apart from this, the administration has moved on its own. Both houses of Congress have now given the go-ahead to President Johnson's request to abolish the requirement that commercial bank deposits at Federal Reserve banks be supported by gold certificates. The effect of this is to give the government an extra $5 billion to meet foreign commitments. But this is only one small step. It's generally agreed in Washington that a long-run solution remains to be achieved, and it's here the experts are divided in their opinions. Paul Duke, NBC News, Washington.
Ring around the world, another monitor close-up of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by Bankers Life of Des Moines.
If you own a home and you've got a family in it, how long will they stay there if suddenly you aren't around to make the mortgage payments? Talk to the man from Bankers Life of Des Moines and he'll put your mind at ease in a hurry. He'll explain how a special Bankers Life policy can provide funds to pay off your mortgage completely or cover the payments month by month. Your local Bankers Lifeman is dedicated to meeting your insurance needs. Call him up. You'll like doing business with Bankers Life of Des Moines. Helping people plan has made Bankers Life one of America's top 25 life insurance companies.
Thank you. This is Joe Garagiola. Stay with us now for NBC Monitor News coming up on the hour.
A summary and evaluation of Ranger's flight to the moon on a world of science today on the NBC Radio Network.